are it's another phase in coming towards Rosh Hashanah. If we spoke at the beginning of Elul of the feeling, of this visceral feeling of it's Elul, and therefore what we do and what we say and how we think should always be somehow informed by the awareness of an Elul. So it's hard to keep that up for a whole month, you know, as much as we were able to. But now that we're like in the home stretch towards Rosh Hashanah, and then beyond that, as Eretz Yisrael, I think it should become even more concretized for ourselves that we are in Yemei Din, Mashbish Nuboy, and Yemei Sukkos. So that alone should be itself that, you know, a motivator for us, that every tefillah should be more meaningful, and just every time we're in a conversation, potential Lashon Hara issues should be on our mind, and trying to avoid whatever Lashon Hara, and Chesed should be, again, part of our, you know, our natural instinct to look out for others. These are all yonim, which of course are part of the process of tshuva, and of course tshuva itself. Sometimes it's hard when you say slichas every day, and you're waking up early, or you're staying up late, as the case may be. You know, it's hard because the words are sometimes difficult to grab onto, and everyone has to do their best, of course, to try to relate to what we're saying. We had last night the ikar of slichas, you could say, is the Yud Gimel Midos. That's the koach that was given in reciting Yud Gimel Midos, the rachamim, the idea of rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers on us, the power of tshuva and kapara, somehow is increased through the saying of Yud Gimel Midos. So of course that's the crux of it. Slichas is something of a tefillah like Shemona Esrei, in the sense that, you know, it starts with an Ashrei, it ends with a Tachnun, a Kaddish Neskabel, and Yud Gimel Midos, the Rebush points out, is like the Shemona Esrei. So that's the essence of it. But just like we know with regular tefillah, Piyuta became embedded within tefillah, so too the slichos, besides the actual Yud Gimel Midos and the psukim that precede them, there are piyutim. So to the extent that piyutim are accentuating certain themes, obviously it really expands on the whole theme of slichos. So one of the famous piyutim that we had last night, the Motzei Menucha, I just want to share a few thoughts from that, but really they're thoughts that are not specific to this particular piyut, but really in general. We talk about the Akeda in the second paragraph. Es yimina oz ora lasus chayil, betzedek nekad minishchat tmuro ayil. We don't always realize how this should be read. Betzedek nekad is not really the end of the thought. It's really going together. It's we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to so to speak, to be empowered. Es yimina oz ora lasus chayil, to do what he needs to do, to fight the, you know, the forces of evil and the prosecuting angels and so on, in the merit of b'tzedek, comma, here in my slichas they have a comma after nekad, really it's b'tzedek, in the merit of the one who was nekad, who's that? That's Yitzchak, v'nishchat temuro ayil, and was shechted in his stead an ayil. In other words, we're using the schus of Yitzchak, and we're invoking the schus of Yitzchak. Ginona gizo, to protect his what came from him, his descendants, the Zakam Ba'odloya, when they cry out when it's still night. The theme of crying out at night comes up a lot in here and in other slichas as well. In a later paragraph, Ritzeasi Rasam Ba'amdam Ba'lelos, be pleased with their tefillah, Asira is another lesson for tefillah, when they stand at night. So the Rabbi used to point out that slichas, when it originally was intended, was meant to be a tefillah for nighttime. There's a whole discussion about saying it before chatzos. It's really not a lechatchila at all, although again, it's done because b'shas hadchat is what to rely on, but really the eis ratzon is brought to both of them, supposed to be after chatzos, and even more of an eis ratzon is before alos hashachar, which is probably even harder for everybody, you know, to be in that kind of routine, to get up, you know, that early. But that was really the original intention. And that's why the emphasis on the layla. The Rav used to say that slichos is an idea of feeling helpless, feeling that we don't have the confidence that we'd have by day. You know, things are bright, the sun is shining, you feel more confident. And because slichos is meant to bring out a feeling of dependence on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, much more than just difficult to feel, but just to feel like we have no hope except for you, So that's why it was meant to be said at night. The fact that we do it by day still has a kiyum, it still is important, it still has a significance. No one should feel, you know, as if kiyum, like, we're not really, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't have the same, you know, it still has the power of slichos, but again, there wasn't a focus at nighttime. The darshanim say that the emphasis here in Laila might also hint to another point, that is Klal Yisrael in the Golos. We know that Laila is also remes to Golos, that Nascha Balelos. And that's because we should recognize that when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in slichos, it's not about our personal, necessarily just about our own personal desire to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, that's tshuva. But it's important to see slichos in terms of a connection to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a collective entity. Klal Yisrael are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people. We are part of Klal Yisrael. We daven for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have, you know, have tzaros. That's why a lot of the piyutim talk about the tzaros of Klal Yisrael over the centuries, and the people who composed the piyutim, those, you know, those Rishonim, they were themselves witness in many of these horrible situations. And the fact that maybe in some ways we're better off today doesn't mitigate the fact that we recognize that it's still Golus, and we've had tzaros in our own times as well. And we have to recognize and identify with that reality of Golus. And that's again the point of, you know, the emphasis of the nighttime. The other side of this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer Aleinu, Shomer Aboker, waiting for the morning, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also watching over us throughout the Golus. Yaakov Emden writes that one of the greatest miracles that we have to look to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to see that we are still here as a people. Klal Yisrael exists after all the millennia, all the sorrows and the persecutions and everything else, and yet we still have, you know, we still have ourselves, we still exist as a nation, and we still have the Torah. But the other side again is recognizing how many Jews have fallen by the wayside, how many Jews have assimilated, and that's part of the feelings that we should feel when we say slichus, recognizing that we have an achrayus, the fact that we carry on the Masorah, and in some way we should feel that whatever way we could, we want to impact, we want to Baruch Hu to Ma'or Tshuva, for those who don't have the knowledge and don't have the desire. And again, that's also, I think, all connected to the theme of the Laila. What else could I tell you here about this? Penina el hatlos v'alachatos. The sentence says, you should turn to the tsaros and not to the sins. So, something I saw in one of the svarim I have here, interesting point. Sometimes we make our own mess. We do averos, and then we suffer. And this is true in whatever way you want to explain averos. Averos, obviously, in terms of, you know, specific averos with onshin that come in the wake of that avera, whether it be somebody who just has a bad habit, an addiction, someone who's an alcoholic, and then they, you know, they mess up and they do terrible things, and worse. So then you tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't look at the tzaros and not at the sins. But wait a second, well, who caused the tzaros? You did it to yourself. So we're asking me to clean up the mess. That's the paradox here. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, yes, we did it to ourselves, but at the same time we feel bad about it. And we ask you to look at the fact that we're suffering and we're wallowing in misery and we've messed ourselves up. And don't just say that, well, you will go in anyway, so you clean your own mess up. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu, now that we realize that's already a step in the right direction, we realize that we are, you know, that we have problems of our own doing. At the same time, have Rachmanis on us anyway. Very beautiful machshava. Okay, so we should all be zochet to have the right thoughts. We say the various slichos and connect in whatever ways we could to the words that we say. And again, that's part of our ishtadlus in the Likras Yavim Nevraim.